Saturday, October 18, 2008. Flags to stay during PRC officials' visit. Protocol. The Premier said the national flag and portraits of Sun Yat-sen would not be removed from venues during the ARATS chairman's expected visit to Taiwan. The government will make sure the sovereignty of the Republic of China, ROC, is protected during the upcoming visit of a top Chinese official, and national flags will not be removed from places the official is to visit during his stay in Taiwan, Premier Liu Zhaoxuan said yesterday. I will stand my ground on this, Liu said, in response to questions from Democratic Progressive Party, DPP legislators Pan Meng-an and Chen Jie-ru during a legislative question and answer session. China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, ARATS, Chairman Chen Yunlin is expected to visit Taiwan at the end of this month or early next month for talks with his local counterpart, Straits Exchange Foundation Chairman Jiang Bingkun. They are expected to discuss issues ranging from the launch of cross-strait cargo charter flights and direct shipping links to the establishment of more direct cross-strait air routes. Taiwan Solidarity Union Chairman Huang Kunhui said on Thursday he had heard from reliable sources that China had requested that no ROC flags be displayed at places Chen would visit. Will flags or ROC founding father Sun Yat-sen's portrait be removed from venues normal decor for the reception of Chen Yunlin? And would you say no should such a request be made? Pan asked Liu. Pan said the government was bound by the guidelines regulating the reception of people from the mainland visiting Taiwan for exchanges, 接待大陆人士来台交流注意事项, which was enacted in 1997. Pan said an article in the guidelines stated that, in line with international etiquette, local hosts should make it clear to visitors from China that they should accept how the venues they visit are decorated, including Sun Yat-sen's portrait, flags, and photograph of the heads of state, and that hosts should turn down requests from Chinese visitors to alter such adornments. Liu said he was glad to see that DPP lawmakers had such great respect for the ROC flag, and added that he would abide by the guidelines. In a poll released by the DPP yesterday, 77.1% of respondents said President Ma Ying-jeou should refer to himself as President Ma, not Mr. Ma, when he meets Chen. The president had previously said that he would not mind if Chen addressed him as Mr. Ma. Chen Junlin, director of the CPP's Public Opinion Survey Center, said the poll also showed that 67% of respondents disapproved of Ma saying that cross-strait relations were not state-to-state relations, but a special case of area-to-area relations. The survey was conducted by telephone on Wednesday and Thursday. Chen Junlin said, a total of 926 valid samples were collected in the survey, which had a margin of error of plus or minus 3.3 percentage points.